Lots of people try to catch fish, and no doubt some anglers have tried to catch many different kinds. But catching them all and then eating them all, that's something I had to see. So I sat out on a kayak along the Merrimack River with fishing buddies Clay Groves and Dave Kellum.
We are doing an obscure method of fishing in New Hampshire called bow fishing.
That's Dave Kellum, packing his fishing gear into a canoe.
And there's only a few species you're allowed to do that with, and today it's the common carp, which would be number 34 on our list of fish to catch in New Hampshire.
Bow fishing, as in shooting a fish with an arrow. As unconventional as that might sound, Clay Grove says there is a more striking difference between their fishing methods and that of typical anglers.
Usually you fish and you target a fish and you spend all day catching that fish over and over again. We catch a fish, we pack up and leave. Because we're done.
Got it, we're done.
Yeah, see you later.
They're not quite done, though, because they don't throw that fish back into the water, they eat it. Eating the fish is an experience in itself, and suggested recipes are an integral part of their quest. But we'll get back to that later. Right now, the two are eager to check another fish off their list.
I think we're good.
All right, let's go find fish.
That's easier said than done. Bow fishing a carp only works if you can see the fish. They canoe up and down the Merrimack near the shoreline, bow in hand. But after a couple of trips...
I'm sensing a resignation.
It doesn't take us long.
It doesn't take us long.
We're like the least patient anglers ever.
Since bow fishing didn't work out, they tried the old-fashioned way, with a reel and rod and...
Are you just using pizza dough, or are you going to mix that with corn?
I'm going to put a little corn in it.
Dave Kellum says such bait is not that strange.
Carp are interesting, because they are one of the more vegetarian kind of fish, and they love corn. And sweet corn, yeah.
But apparently not today. But hey, if this were easy, it wouldn't be much of a quest. Kellum and Groves aim to reach their goal by February. With the quest come several rules. They have to catch all the fish legally, and Groves says they have to eat the first fish they catch of a particular species, no matter how big or small.
Which puts it a lot of times eating tiny fish. You know, we ate a yellow perch that was probably 4 inches long, and we caught it, and we had to eat it.
And Kellum says they served it up in a very creative way.
We caught the yellow perch in Effingham. And since it was a small fish, we made our recipe for that was an Effingham sandwich.
Yeah, and the ingredients are one effing small fish on an effing Kaiser roll with an effing piece of cheese.
It was really good. So, an Effingham sandwich.
The other quest rule is that the two can catch a fish individually, but they have to eat it as a team. For better or worse, today I was part of that team. Since we didn't catch a carp, the two brought freezer bags full of a walleye that Groves caught earlier from the Connecticut River. And this is where the quest turns into a cooking show. Sharing all their fish recipes is a big part of the project.
We're going to lay that in there like that.
So this is walleye with cheese sauce. And the cheese sauce is real simple. Take some cubes of Velveeta cheese. Drop them into a mason jar with some chopped up broccoli, salt, pepper, garlic, a little bit of milk. Put that in double boiler till it's all kind of gooey. Fry up some fish. Put it on a plate and just drizzle it right on top and serve it. Simple like that.
And how does it taste? We dig in to find out.
It's a very tender white fish. Mm-hmm. It's quite good.
Don't forget to eat the cheek. It's right there.
Oh, let me eat the cheek.
That's the tenderloin cut of this fish.
That is really good.
Cheeks with cheese sauce. Who knew? But not every fish turns out so good, as these guys have so cruelly discovered.
My least favorite still, the one that just stays with me, is the pickled pickerel. And only because the initial taste wasn't too bad, but the aftertaste, it doesn't ever go away.
These guys like a lot of alliteration with their fish recipes, recipes they're sharing on their website. Not only did they pickle a pickerel, they smoked a shiner. And today, Groves is making a slimy sculpin scampi. The slimy sculpin they caught is about 3 inches long and looks like a tadpole.
And we cook them whole, and usually these little fish are so delicate that the bones and brains and eyeballs all dissolve up nicely.
Slimy sculpin is an aptly named fish, and not for the faint of heart. Groves cooks this delightful fish with a marinade of lemon juice, olive oil, and garlic.
All right, here we go.
Here we go.
Bon appetit.
Garlicky.
Yeah. I don't want it so bad.
Well, there's a little fish in there, though.
Yep. Oh, yeah, there it is.
Yeah,
there's the head.
Comes later.
It was very slimy feeling.
Oh, it does come later. It,
like, that head just kind of oozed out slime when I bit through it.
Yeah.
I highly recommend everyone try slimy sculpin scampi.
Or not.
Oh.
Alright, I gotta find some water.
It is difficult to fathom a commitment to something which in many cases is so unappealing, but Clay Groves has thought about his rationale for this quest a lot.
Some people climb all 48 4,000 footers in New Hampshire. You might ask them, why do you do that? And we have 48 species of fish. It's no different. You know, we like to fish. We're not in the kind of shape where we're hiking 48 mountains. You've seen us. But we can catch 48 fish. And we like to eat. So you get those things combined, who wouldn't do this?
Seriously? A rhetorical question best left unanswered. By the way, if they succeed in their quest, they will have only eaten 44 fish, because 4 are endangered. You can keep up with their angling adventure and catch all their fish recipes on Kellerman Grove's Catch 'Em All blog, which they hope to someday turn into a book. For NHPR News, I'm Amy Quinton.